For safety and accountable police, Ben Goldstone, West London Socialist Party. The murder of Sarah Everett, and the subsequent vigil which took place on Clapham Common on the 13th of March, showed clearly there is a definite need for socialist change, and politicians that will fight for it. The implementation of crippling austerity measures imposed by the current Tory government, and dutifully carried out by Labour councils, has created a more unsafe environment for everyone, especially women. Cuts to public transport mean less frequent trains and buses, and fewer attendants at stations. Coupled with the increasing cost of fares, this has meant that public transport is becoming something that working class people are unable to utilize or afford. Street and park lighting is also being switched off earlier or altogether. The underfunding of essential public services for women who experience violence, harassment, and abuse has meant that it has become harder for them to have anywhere to turn when they need assistance. We are led to believe that these cuts are unavoidable, but this is not the case. Councillors have a choice not to vote for cuts. The fact that the police attended the socially distanced vigil and acted with such force, dragging women from the bandstand and arresting them, shows that there needs to be a shift in policing in this country. The police and government exist to maintain the status quo and keep power at the top. The Socialist Party puts forward the need to bring the police force under democratic community control. Our members are standing as part of the Trade Unionist and Socialist Coalition, TUSC, in May's elections, including standing for the Greater London Assembly. Vote for TUSC to fight dangerous austerity, and for a socialist alternative.